We're done now for the summer, and appreciate Pena coming down to play JV, and Coach Mark and Vandalia coming over to play. I know they're just getting things going, and I'm sure he'll get them where they need to be. They did a lot of good things on short notice. They ran some sets, and I was impressed with the things they did, having not been together for very long at all. So I'd say things are going to be okay in Vandalia, I tell you. But our girls play hard. We worked on a press for just a little bit the other day, and they carried it over a little bit to today. It was fun to watch. And move the ball great. Just ball never stuck really too much. But we, you know, just a good way to finish the summer, man. I'm proud of them. It's been a thrill for me the last 5 weeks. I couldn't ask for anything better than what they've done. The people here at Altamont opening the door for me, and been awesome. I love it.
Yeah, all throughout today, your defense was guarding up tight, not giving them a lot of breathing room, and especially rebounding too. You guys did a great job, I thought, both on the offensive and defensive side of that.
Yep, we gotta, you know, it's tough sometimes for a high school kid to give a ton of ball pressure on July 5th, but we did a pretty good job, and we got plenty to work on as far as, you know, playing off the ball defensively, and we, you know, our rebounding is going to have to get a lot better, but defensively, plenty of effort, and that's what it takes. That's the start. You gotta give effort. So, very proud of that.
Yeah, this is something that Coach Niebergi has told me quite a bit, and you gotta find easy baskets somehow, and getting rebounds and playing great defense, that's one way to do it.
Absolutely. You can't, you know, I don't want to come down and play 5-on-5, you know, very often if we don't have to. And that's one way you don't have to play 5-on-5. Because I'll tell you what, there are a lot of good teams in this area, a lot of good teams on our schedule that are going to match up with us pretty well. So, but overall, I thought, you know, this summer, kids who had maybe not been in a leadership role before really stepped up and let their voices be heard. I think that was really important, something that we worked on this summer. We wanted to run the break. I think we did that. The girls, I think, saw, you know, the possibilities of running the break, and we wanted to guard the ball, and I think we got better at that as the summer went along, and then we wanted to, you know, work on being great teammates. And I think we made real progress toward all three of those goals this summer.
And it always helps whenever you have more than one leader, because whenever you get one girl who's down, another one can just pick her up and be like, hey, come on, we got this. And anytime you have more than one girl to do that, it really just takes a lot of pressure off of you whenever you get down big in games or whenever things aren't going your way, because you can just rely on more than one person to lift up the other person's spirits.
Yeah, absolutely. These seniors, again, like I've told you before, are so proud of these seniors and the way they led this summer. You know, Brianna's quiet, but she leads by example. She really gets out there and plays hard. Claire took care of the ball this summer, did a great job running the break.
Thank you for the pizza.
Thank you, good. Man. Appreciate it, bud.
You guys are in Breeze Modern Day. They had
You know, Peyton played all spots well. She found herself in the post, did fine in there, shot the ball really well. And Grace was really a joy to have sitting next to me all summer to bounce things off of. And she communicated a lot with the kids like a coach would. And so, can't say enough about the seniors. I'm bummed. You know, I really I don't want this time off now. I'm sure they're thrilled to have it, but, you know, I'll find something to do, I guess.
Yeah, no, last week you said that you weren't ready for the summer portion of the season to end, but before you know it, the calendar's going to turn to October, and it'll be right back to work and getting ready to start your regular season.
Yeah, that's right. But, you know, what's important is they get away from it now. They get to be kids, they get to relax, and then when the fall starts, I know a lot of them are in volleyball, cross-country, what have you, and, you know, those are just more opportunities for them to compete, and I think that's more important than them being in the gym, you know, in a non-competitive way in the fall. I think it's great when kids can get out there and compete in more than one sport and represent Altamont in that way too.
You talked about the schedule that you got this season, and not only just in the area but in the conference as well. It seems like once again the NTC is going to be loaded. CHBC has a good group coming back. Brownstown St. Emma has a good group coming back. Neoga and St. Yeah. Anthony always have good groups, so once again it's not going to be an easy time in the conference.
No, but you know, we're not going to have, you know, any nights off. You know, everybody's in it, come play, and there's a ton of talent in the area at all levels, 1A, 2A. Obviously, Effingham and 3A is going to be really tough. We'll face them at Newton in that Thanksgiving tournament. So, looking forward to it, man. I mean, you know, the goal is not to go undefeated. The goal is to win trophies. So we'll learn from setbacks whenever they happen and try to be fresh in February. That's the goal.
And I know as a competitor, that's what you want. You don't want to have a cakewalk schedule. You want to be facing tough competition day in and day out because it makes you just as better as competitors.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think Katie Lurkins, our athletic director, has done a nice job of putting together a really competitive schedule with a lot of variety. And you know, those non-conference games are going to be fun because the NTC is going to be a grind. So getting out of conference once in a while to see somebody different will be fun for the girls, I think. And we're looking forward to it. Can't wait.
You got your WNBA trip coming up, and I'm sure it's going to be fun for the girls to see you outside of a coaching environment and see what they're like outside of just players.
Sure. All right, we'll talk to you. I'm looking forward to that. A week from today, we're going to Indianapolis. I got to put a plug in for the Fever ticket office. They were so helpful and communicated over and over, answered all my questions. That's going to be a fun trip. I'm excited about that. So we're not totally done. You know, not everybody can go, but a lot of them can. And we'll kick back and have a good time that day. I think the Indiana Fever are going to be great hosts for us over there.